don't you, W?
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of
Missouri.
All right. I don't know what's going on. Deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 15th day of January, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Tomorrow evening, January 16th, Thursday, we will have a J.R. Moore radio show meetup at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. Our speaker will be Dr. George Bergevin, D.C. He'll be talking about acupuncture. Be a lot of fun. Dinner in the public dining area at 5 p.m. Our meeting will be at 6 p.m. in the private meeting room upstairs. You do not need to buy dinner to join us at the meeting. We do have patiently waiting a green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist, has taught mathematics at the university level, and is an author, and a speaker, and a radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim. Oh, well, okay, we were using Skype, and we lost Jim momentarily. When Jim gets back, I'm sure we'll get him back on the air here as quick as we can. There's been a call for the militias and patriots to go to Washington, D.C. May 16th this year. I'm not going to support that effort. There's the articles I've read, the people promoting this, they say they want to change things in Washington. They do not say how that's going to happen. Now, there was a time back in the 60s and 70s when these mass protests did have some positive effect on the federal government of the United States of America. Well, that was 40 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. Those days are over. There's not going to be 10 million patriots show up at this event. There may be 100,000, maybe, show up on the Capitol Mall. The logistics of 10 million people, what are these people thinking anyway? What in the world are they thinking? The logistics of having 10 million people on the Capitol Mall in Washington, D.C., excuse me, and I was there on the Capitol Mall with a million people for the November moratorium in 1969. It was pretty crowded. A lot of open space, but still pretty crowded. In fact, when my daughter was in high school, I saw a small aerial photograph of that event, and I jokingly pointed to where I was in the event to my daughter, who was in high school at the time. But those days are over. There's not going to be 10 million people show up. There's not going to be a million people show up. Maybe 100,000. Now, keep in mind, there's been every Memorial Day for a long time a POW rally with motorcycles in Washington, D.C. Tens of thousands of men and women show up on their motorcycles to demonstrate their support for the POW issue. The mass media ignores it. It's like it never happens. Well, if they can ignore tens of thousands of motorcycles showing up every Memorial Day, they'll ignore basically anything that happens in Washington, D.C. that would be helpful for our cause. We do have Professor McCanny back with us. Good morning, Jim. Hello, Jim. No audio. Well, okay. Maybe we'll figure out what's going on here and get Jim with us. And in the meantime, the call number is 800-313-9443. The people promoting this event on May 16th are drawing parallels to what happened in Egypt. I'm not sure that parallel applies here. I'm not sure we want the violence that took place in Cairo. The two cultures are could not be more different. Egypt is primarily an Islamic country, a third world country, if you will. What's been called the Arab Spring was promoted, at least in the West here, as being some kind of spontaneous uprising of the people against the dictatorship. Nothing could be further from the truth. There was nothing spontaneous about it. It was a contrived event. Best I can tell, contrived by the Western intelligence services. So, to put the Muslim Brotherhood in power. Now, the Egyptian military did the right thing. And it looks like, we'll just drop that issue for the moment here. Professor McKinney, are you with us, sir?
Hi, John. Yeah, I'm back. Thank you.
Good morning. Okay, thank you, sir. Well, Jim, we've had the holidays, which caused a disruption in our normal schedule of you being with us on Wednesdays. So it's been about a month since you've really been on and had a chance to talk in any depth. So during this past month, what's come up that's on your radar that we need to be talking about?
The 2014, I started a new trend, in the way I'm just going to deliver information and somewhat of my own activity. And I just call it positive science. What that means is, spending a lot of time with productive results that help people. And so people are aware of my work in what it says. And so now what we have to do, like somehow we lived through 2013. God knows we all lived through 2012 with all the nuttiness there. And so 2014, heading into what I call positive science. So productive science that benefits people, things that people can do on an individual basis to better their own lives. And that's where it's really at. We have to take reins of our own lives.
I like that. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 15th day of January. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. There's a link on my links page to his website. And Jim is telling us about his new paradigm, his new way of getting information out to everybody that will help the most people. Would that be a fairly accurate summary there, Jim?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of times just little things that you can do. The world is such a strange, bizarre place. First of all, you have to understand it. And there's so many people that are caught up in the evening news and just internet misinformation, or people's email groups are sending out just baloney information. So the first thing you have to do is understand where we're at. That's a big issue, and that's what I've been doing for a long time, is educating people how to weave their way through this just sea of misinformation. But then what do you do? How do you live your lives? And that's the positive science part. How can you pull yourself up out of this sea of baloney and then proceed? And so just a few things. You have to do it pretty much by yourself.
Right.
Yeah, there's so many people out there that are gung-ho, and they want to learn and they want to do this, and they just get caught up in trends that there's so many things that are diversions. They're put there to trap people who are interested, that develop this, you know, interest in, for example, everything you and I are doing. But for every one of us, there's 100 diversions out there. And many people, yeah, and so a lot of people get caught up in this. So what I tell people is, you know, don't worry about bringing everybody you know with you, because it isn't going to happen.
That's right.
And so just concentrate on yourself.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I've been promoting some similar things to that myself. Now, you have a radio show every Thursday, which would be tomorrow, of course, and you'll be talking about these matters on your Thursday show also?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, heard worldwide. I believe the winter time frequency is 5070 megahertz. And but all the information is on my webpage, jmccsci.com. Friday night, it airs at 10 p.m., Saturday morning at 3 a.m., that's on another station out of Nashville. So all that information is on my webpage. Best thing to do is just go there and get all the information. It also streams live on the internet, and the archives are all on my webpage. I have an archive subpage that goes back well over 10 years of radio shows.
Well, it's quite an archival research material there, quite a large wealth of archival research material that people can really educate themselves with at your website, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's now over 5 gigabytes of information there. And I purposefully do not list my show topics. And the reason is because then people have to listen to the whole show. They can't go, oh, I just want to listen to the part about weather this week, and that's all I want to listen to. They have to listen to the whole show, and then so do my detractors, which makes them very angry. So they have to listen to the whole show. And really, you can't take little bits and pieces of information that I put out and isolate them. It's really a body of knowledge and a way of thinking, a way of looking at things. And then I also warn people, the government supports a lot of copycat pages out there that try and sound like me or pretend like they are experts or whatever, and they're really not. And so it's an educational process. You have to learn what's going on out there, and it takes time. You're not going to learn this overnight.
Right, and that's become the American way, is to attempt to learn incredibly complex matters in 2 or 3 paragraphs.
Yeah, the evening news is a great example. A whole laundry list of extremely complex issues, and they give you a little sound bite, and you get done, and you think, wow, I just watched the evening news, I'm informed. And it's just a pack of lies and deception and misinformation.
Understood. Now, Jim, you've taught at the university level of both mathematics and astronomy at the university level. And of course, it's been back in the 1970s when you left that career. I'm curious, and you may or may not know the answer to this. When you and I were doing what we did in colleges and universities, we were taught the same research skills that had been taught for decades in terms of how to use a library properly and research peer-reviewed articles and books to get to what we wanted to find. Is that still being done in colleges and universities? Do you know?
No. Unfortunately, what it is they say, go use the internet. And so, unfortunately, people will go out and, to research on the internet. What do? They go to Wikipedia or they do Google searches. And this just leads them down a long path of misinformation. To go into the library and sit, I've even heard where they want to do away with libraries, with books, because nobody uses them anymore. It's really a shame. And so there was a time when they wanted to shut the internet down. They thought, this is too powerful, it's too much free information for the public, and the public can communicate. Well, that's all been dealt with now. The internet is a sea of misinformation, of controlled information. When you do a Google search on something, they tailor that to the person. They know what you think already. And if you log in, they know what kind of things they're going to send to you. It's also used for phishing. In other words, they're trying to get attitude profiles on people. So they understand your mind, and then this is all classified in computer data banks, along with all of your search records that you do. So
that's called profiling, Jim, is what that's called.
Absolutely, yeah. And so for your question about research, no. In fact, it's really disgusting. I go on to the internet and I go to web pages, and people go, I've been researching for 30 years. And you look at their track record, and you know they maybe have been around for 2 years. Well, if you've been researching for 30 years, where's your track record? Where's your, what have you been doing to, so if you've been sitting in grandma's basement playing video games, that's not research. If you've been, and so there's so many hoaxers out there today. That's the problem. If you look at my research, which goes well back over 30 years to approaching 40 years, I have a track record. I have a paper trail. You can see where I've been and what I've done.
Right.
And that's the problem with a lot of people, is that they pretend. A couple weeks ago on your show, I talked about the organizations, the phony organizations, the Telesily, Galilei, scientific organization in Europe that's giving out prizes, and it's just a big conglomerate of people who give prizes to each other to make it look impressive. But it's just a con game, and you look at the people doing it, and they're con artists. And so what they're doing is trying to look impressive, and really, it's thin air. They're just blowing smoke back and forth. But and we all know that if people get awards, then that leads to possibly other awards. And
that's right. Jim, we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 15th of January. Freeze-dried guy has a new deal he's got going here. The lowest price guaranteed, price match. He will match any dealer selling Mountain House freeze-dried food. He will match their price. That gives me some peace of mind. I hope it gives you some peace of mind that you can go shopping for Mountain House freeze-dried food anywhere on the internet or anywhere else, and freeze-dried guy guarantees that he can meet the lowest price of any dealer on Mountain House freeze-dried food. You can get the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link on my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanny. There's a link on my website to his links, on my links page to Professor McCanny's website. Jim, give us your website if you would please, sir.
The website is seven letters, JMCC, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo.com. So JMCCSCI.com.
Gotcha. Now, you've begun a new way of looking at the world, a new way of getting information out to help people in very real terms to achieve their goals at the local level, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. And then also some things we're trying to work on in the background. Last week I talked about, for example, this is something I've talked about before. We have to drain the water out of the lake at Yellowstone National Park. The lake, Yellowstone Lake, is a polluted dead lake. But here's the problem. The volcanic activity under the lake is increasing. And if that land breaches underneath and the water falls down on the magma, that is what creates a super volcano.
Oh.
Now, without the water there, it just becomes a potential lava flow, or just an outgassing and somewhat of a pollution, a local pollution event. So that has to be drained out of there. Recently, the U.S. Geological Survey scientists said they see an increased chance of the volcano actually erupting. Well, you have to understand what a volcano is. When Mount St. Helens blew the side out, that's because the earthquakes caused water to sink down into the layer of magma, and when that exploded, when that turned into steam, boom, off comes the top of the mountain. And so in Wyoming, where Yellowstone is, we have a very different situation. We don't have an ocean there. We don't have big veins of water. We have a lake sitting on top that we can eliminate. So, and I've already discussed how to do it. You take a oil pipeline size tube. You just drape it over the southeast rim of the crater there on the southeast corner of the lake, and you siphon it out. You don't even need pumps. So it just needs a tube to drain it down and off and away, and then it will drain down into the scab lands of Oregon, which is pretty much a big wasteland anyway. But people go, oh, well, we'll pollute that area. Well, gee, let's take our choices here. A super volcano that'll destroy the earth, or a little polluted area in eastern Oregon that isn't even used anyway, where nobody goes. So that's one of the mega projects that has to be done. I've been talking about this. But there again, if you look at government scientists, they never do anything. Or like global warming scientists, they never do anything. They sit in their offices and talk about, issues or whatever, but they really don't go out and do anything. But this is an issue that we have to do.
The governor of the state of Wyoming would be the person with the authority to do something relatively quickly, with their executive authority under emergency powers to do something. Well, this is news to me, Jim, and it's very alarming news. And I'm going to suggest that whatever it takes to get to the governor of the state of Wyoming to get this information over to the governor and let the governor know this needs to happen would be a good thing. I'm not sure how that would happen, but it needs to happen.
Yeah, well, that's something we're working in the background to contact the correct people. And so the other part of this is to keep the nutcase element out of this. Put on your chin helmet as the sky is falling crew.
Right.
But and have it done in a scientific, rational way. So anyway, I started talking about that a few weeks ago, and it's something I've talked about before. But, that's something we're definitely working on in the background right now.
Well, I'm just curious, what size diameter pipe are we talking here?
Really not that big. You can move that amount of water relatively quickly. So, like a standard oil pipeline, you wouldn't have to have anything manufactured new. And once it gets up and over the rim, then you can just let it go. So it's a siphon of about maybe 20 miles.
Okay.
A tube of about 20 miles that runs down to the base of the lake and then runs up over the southeast rim and over down the side of the mountain there until it gets down below. In a siphon, it's like you siphon gasoline out of a gas tank. It's just a tube.
Understood. So we're looking at something, about 2 feet in diameter, more or less?
Yeah, 2 feet, or it could be bigger, whatever.
Right.
And then keep that absolutely minimum amount of water in that lake.
Well, I don't know what I could do to help, but I'm certainly willing to do anything I can to help, Jim. And it's quite a project, and now that I understand a little bit about the science, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on.
We'll talk offline after the show on that.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Well, moving on from there, we still have a lot of concern about Comet Ison and meteors and those kinds of astronomical events. Any comments on those matters, sir?
Two things. One, first, a quick one. Somebody out there is sending out some information saying there's a black death star that's going to be around Earth here in May. That's complete bogus. Somebody sitting in grandma's basement spinning fairy tales. So there's nothing to the black death star in May. And of course, behind that, you can see the misinformation crew the running that operation and getting a bunch of the Looney Tunes out there to jump up and down and scream, cry wolf. So anyway, just to let people know, there is no such thing as a black death star that's going to be here in May. Also, Comet Ison, very interestingly enough, did break up. Nobody's seen hide nor hair of it since. And all of the hype about meteor streams or us going through a tail with red dust were bogus from the beginning. And here's the reason why. When we meet meteor streams that, say, the Geminids or something like that, it took many, many, many orbits of a comet to build that up to what we see today. And so a single passage of Comet Ison is not going to produce enough to even notice. In fact, I've been watching the fireball charts daily, and literally there's no change from the ordinary. And so the time of Comet Ison and all of these predictions has passed, and nothing has happened, which was very predictable. Back when I originally started making my predictions about Comet Ison, I said that the January 11th to 15th would be a time in which Comet Ison would be up and above us. We would have an electrical alignment with the comet, also Jupiter hooked in, Earth, a new moon passing, and Venus. And I'll talk about Venus in a minute here. But that would have possibly caused a bit of sulfur dioxide dust to come in from Jupiter, and we could have seen this in the upper atmosphere. Well, of course, Comet Ison went away. That there is no alignment because Comet Ison isn't here to be in that alignment. We've seen a bit of solar wind activity. We've seen some sunspot increase due to Venus inferior conjunction with Earth. But Comet Ison is simply out of the picture. It doesn't exist anymore. And so, oddly enough, the NASA boys trying to get into the scene and head me off at the pass had some joker write a paper. It got peer-reviewed and published. And basically what they said was there was a magical stream of red dust that had shot out of Comet Ison in one direction and then shot out of Comet Ison in another direction, and one was going to go around the sun, and they were going to magically meet on January 11th, 2014 to give us a shower of red dust particles.
Amazing.
And that all, of course, didn't come true.
Obviously. We got a break here. We got time for maybe one call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 15th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find free downloads of some interesting articles to help you get educated about electromagnetic pulse effects, what's really been going on with POWs these past 100 years, really, since World War I. Other interesting things you may not know even exist, including the energy cleaner, a great way to wake up pain-free with more mental energy, more physical energy than you've had in years. The energy cleaner, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney's website is the following 7 letters: Juno, Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India.com. Link at my on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, it's an interesting and fast-changing world we live in, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. John, I was going to talk about, we were talking about research. And another aspect of research is before you can go out and make all your hypotheses and whatever you're doing, you first have to understand what other people have done in your area. And that's something I spent the early part of my life doing. And I was a very big student of the history of science, of mathematics. Excuse me. So when I went out to attack
some of the problems that I've solved, it wasn't by accident. I just didn't stumble across these by accident. And so what happened is I knew what problems to work on. I knew to work on the prime number problem. I knew that comets weren't dirty snowballs, so I had a direction to go into. And so what other people do today in what they call research is they read something somebody else did, and then they come out and start duplicating that, and they call that research, and they forget to reference who they the other people in the field. And in a case, they don't really come up with anything new. I saw a guy the other day that had beautiful big posters and diagrams and had said that the Bible had inferences to Noah's flood and other disasters in history relative to comets. Well, he had no reference to anybody else, and this has been thoroughly researched. And so, you know, you have to look at these people and go, what planet are you coming from? How can you call yourself a researcher when you don't even have a clue all of the research that's been done in this field? And, of course, there was a new name, a new Johnny come lately on the block. Nice posters, but no research. That right. is not research.
Right.
So
right.
The thing that the common person out there, the average person trying to learn about this, how do you come across somebody's webpage or whatever and determine if they're real or not? First of all, do they have any legitimate background? Have they, some people claim to be physicists and have never taken a physics course. Where did they get their degree? What work did they do in physics? Well, you look at their record and they didn't. So they soft shoe it and they go that they're a physics researcher. Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing. You know, it's just slip, slide, and scams all the way, and then they copy other people's work, pretend it's their own, and try and sell you a book or something. So research, one of the big things is who do they reference? And if they're not referencing people that have worked in this area, obviously it's a scam. YouTube is the same. YouTube, I know, John, you post your shows on YouTube. I don't post anything myself at all on YouTube because of the abuse there. But YouTube is full of characters that are just Johnny Come Lately's posting something that trying to pretend that they're researchers. And so I tell people be extremely wary of anything on YouTube, especially regarding science or space science, because typically people don't announce who they are. So the first thing, do they show a name, a real name, and a legitimate real name with a biography? If they don't even turn it on, because it's just, you're dealing with someone that isn't even going to show you their name. Okay, that's the first thing. If they don't have a legitimate web page that shows real research, then turn it off. It's if people tell you they have a picture of Planet X, and we're seeing more and more of this. Oh, there's a picture. It was somebody secretly gave a picture of Planet X. Well, that's not data. It's not the way you would present a celestial object that's newly found. You would have to give orbital data. You would have to give data. It would have to be third party verified, and so that anybody could go out and basically look and see and watch the changes, etc. So when people claim research, unfortunately with the internet, anybody can be a researcher today while sitting in grandma's basement not doing anything, really.
Absolutely.
And so some people you find try and copy somebody else and they say they're doing research. Well, no. First of all, research would indicate you've studied other people's work. Okay, that's fine. But if all you're doing is duplicating what that person did, well, you haven't really done anything worth talking about. And then if your new discoveries duplicate what somebody else has done, there again, you don't have something new. In this world, the number of new discoveries I've come across have been groundbreaking. I've been on the front of this decades before anybody else ever got done picking their nose. And, you know, so, I mean, I know what it's like to be on the forefront of research and making new discoveries and breaking ground. I mean, it's very difficult to come to all of the conclusions I've come to because, I mean, there was just no information. I was literally breaking ground on this, you know, cutting new furrows in the ground.
Right.
But then you have people that come along and they want to make a quick buck. And so what I'm telling people is that research requires, number one, that you know what other people have done, that you reference it, and then add your new so-called insights to it, and then you have to be able to verify your insights. You just, there's so many people right now with email groups or whatever, and they're sending out, oh, Planet X is here. You know, it's like, why? Because you dreamt it last night?
Right.
You know, where's the real research? And a lot of people don't even have the means to do real research. They wouldn't know how to present it if they had real research. And then they just cloud the scene for other people that are doing real research. The hundreds of people out there making claims just clutter up the internet with garbage. And of course, that's what the misinformation crew loves. As soon as they see these people, they latch on to them and promote them. Because if they didn't have those crazies out there, they would have to create them.
Right.
Anyway, just a little bit of, so when I talk about doing positive science, I've done my research, I presented my material, I tell you how the solar system really works, and then I say, okay, now that we understand this, now what are we going to do? How are we going to use this to better our lives? So, It's just a lot of information that people have to absorb.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, you're going to be on the air on your own radio show tomorrow evening, and you'll be furthering your quest to give people useful information that can help them in their lives right now, won't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's my, like I say, positive science moving into a new era now that we've gotten through the tremendous amount of misinformation. And that's another thing. Now that people, this has brought a lot of new people to, say, your show or my show. Now people have shed off the baloney, you know, the end of the world 2012 and things like that. And now they can concentrate on really what's going on. So I always say bad advertising is sometimes good advertising because if nothing else, it's brought a lot of new listeners. And now they can sit down, and you have to spend time. This is not a 15-second soundbite item. You have to spend serious time on this.
That's right. Well, Jim, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. I'll be in touch privately.
Yes, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.